Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Teemu Nikki. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, it's good to be here.
Presenting what I think may be my favourite, or at least one of my favourite films of that I've seen at the festival so far. The blind man who did not want to see Titanic. Sorry, I had to read that. I didn't want to get it wrong, you know. Presented in the Horizonte Extra. I really mean it when I say this might be my favorite film that I've seen in the festival so far. But for the listeners who are not familiar with it, would you care to maybe introduce it a little bit? Just tell us a few words about story.
Yeah, it's a story about Jaakko, who is blind and paralyzed, and he's sitting in a wheelchair. And he decides to travel. He chooses to travel alone to his loved one. And probably the most interesting thing about the film is that the actor has a nameless disease, and he's also blind and in a wheelchair.
Let's talk about him first. I mean, what is his name? I want to know more about him. How did you meet him? How did that collaboration work?
Petri Poikolainen, and the thing is that we met in army.
You met in the army?
Yeah, in the army, because in Finland we have to go to the army.
Right.
So we met it was 1997, 8 or something.
Okay.
And we were both acting in the army. And I hadn't heard from Petri for over 20 years. And then he suddenly called me and told me that he had followed my career, and he also became an actor. And then 10 years ago he got the MS disease, and now he's blind and paralyzed.
Okay.
And I immediately said that, okay, do you want to work? Let's do something together.
Yeah. So you reconnected.
Yeah.
And that's it. Was that also the genesis of this project then?
Yes.
You worked on this together and you came up with this story. And it's fascinating also because the camera really looks at him. And really, when you look at it, it's a completely immersive experience seen from... Is it a challenging? I mean, it must be a challenging way to film, to keep that focus on him. Also, as far as the cinematography is concerned.
Well, in a way, it's very simple to shoot film like that because.
Yeah, in a way, it is.
In a way, yeah. but that, of course, the difficulty was that I wanted to give the audience sort of the blind person's point of view, and I wanted to sit on the same wheelchair that Petri is sitting on. So the difficult thing was to trust that it will work for a feature film to shoot it with only close-ups, because we didn't shoot any other, you know, we only shot close-ups and hope that it will work.
And I mean, there's also like the sound design, and there's a whole lot that goes into it. I mean, I guess also the post-production was an important part of the process.
Yes, it was, and we spent plenty of time with the sound, and we tried to find sort of the how would a blind person hear the environment and what are the things that, you know, points out of the sound. And Petri was also listening at some point, and he was saying, okay, now this sounds like I hear the world.
So, I mean, looking at a film like this, I think its representation is also quite important because, to be honest, I don't really see that many films that feature a character like the one in this movie. So I wonder whether you were also kind of thinking of that. Maybe it wasn't like your main mission, but are you aware of that? And do you try to get the best representation that you can?
Well, this is not the first time that I've been asked about this, and I didn't think anything. I was just trying to sort of figure out that what kind of film we can do with Petri and how we can make as good a film as we can.
And may I also say that doesn't look down on the protagonist.
No.
In fact, the whole idea that he is a cinephile too may even surprise some people. I mean, it's like, how is that even possible? Of course it's possible, right?
It is possible, yeah, because usually people, if the main character has MS disease, you get it quite often when you are 30 or 40 or something like that, so...
Right.
He had plenty of time to see films when he still got his sight.
We actually have to wrap it up, I believe. But do you? Can I just ask you a silly question, Dan?
Yes.
Do you like the Scorpions?
No, I hate it, and I haven't seen Titanic.
Oh my goodness, you really haven't. I'll leave it at that, actually. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.